This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the weekly talk radio roundup, the talk radio, the world of talk radio, the news, the discussion of what's in the news and what it means to all of us, how it affects you and your lives. That's what these charts that come from Talkers Magazine every week are all about. The story list, top 10 items on that list we discuss here during this hour, an ancillary connection to the official talk radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison, the People List as well, Jennifer Horn from KRLA, and the Good Day program is here, Jay Kirshner as well. I'm Doug Steffen. The story list, I'm going to go through this. I try taking different approaches, as you know, ladies, every week. So this is the People List, top 10 items and names. Number 10 on the list of people, Stormy Daniels. Get back to her later. Alvin Bragg is at number 9, Kevin McCarthy at 8, Nikki Haley at 7, Mark Zuckerberg at 6, Matthew Kaczmarek at number 5, Vlad Bad Pukin Putin is at 4, Trump's at 3, DeSantis at 2, and Biden at 1. Over on the story side, the weather is at 10, Trump and his problems at number 9, the 24 GOP presidential race is 8, the issues on the border are number 7, gun regulations number 6, the situation with social media, things like TikTok and Meta and Facebook and all that stuff, that's number 5. The abortion pill case is number 4. The Russian drone incident is 3. The economy is 2. And bank failures, number 1. So I'm looking at the First Republic Bank at the moment, which has been struggling this past week since the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank, getting $30 billion in deposits today from Wall Street's biggest bank. This is one of those specialized banks for people who have lots of money. And so under the circumstances, it's important to shore it up because the economy, whether you like it or you don't like it, is driven. I've said this so many times, you know, when the government, when the president and other people yell and scream, I got those guys got all the money, you got to tax them some more. Well, you learn through the process of looking around during a situation like this how dependent we are on people and companies who have a lot of money to keep the system going. Without banks like the First Republic Bank, a lot of people wouldn't have shelters. And the fact that this has been one of the most highly used banks by people who have lots of money, and the fact that because the deposits are often so big, that there's been not a run, but people have been concerned because they have a lot of assets that are connected to Silicon Valley, to high-tech business people and companies. The fact that the
going on here, though, I think it's so interesting because I think you have people in conservative radio who are like, oh, it's just because of their woke agenda. And then, you know, you have people on the other side of the aisle saying it's such a combination of things. And primarily, it's the fast raise of inflation. Under President Trump, when he left office, it was 1%. It was at 9.5% just a few months ago. And that's a quick incline. The reason I bring up Trump is that that's just a two-year, two-and-a-half-year period from going 1% to 9.5%. And you have a lot of people who are involved in these banks who are buying treasury bonds. And as the interest rate was going up and inflation was going up, they started to lose value. And then all of a sudden, you don't have a lot of people who are good predictors of what's coming next. The bottom comes out from underneath you. I thought the most interesting thing that happened this week is Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank Kevin O'Leary comes out and he says, this is the problem that you have with idiot managers. I mean, the problem with the SVB Bank is that only one member of their board of directors, I was stunned to learn this, actually had banking experience.
Yeah.
The other people were political donors to Obama, to Hillary, to Joe Biden. They were all donors. And then you had a bunch of people. There you had a person who was a winemaker. I mean, no banking experience here at all. Mm-hmm. And so when you have that and you don't have someone in your risk management position for months and months and months and months, it's not really a surprise. Plus, then when you add in what conservative talk radio has been talking about this month, the woke factor, you have a lot of money that was given out from the bank to companies that didn't have a huge infrastructure, but that clicked the right boxes, that checked the right boxes for like the woke agenda. They were given a whole lot of money that was probably not brought back.
What does that mean, the woke agenda? What's an example of that?
Like something that would be about benefiting people who are intersectional. So, you know, you've got businesses run by minority companies or by people who check multiple boxes or different causes. One of the bank actually gave out $74 million to Black Lives Matter groups. So, you know, maybe you're giving them out for their agenda, for their political agenda, rather than what kind of money you're going to get back and
well,
scrutiny of the business plan.
Okay, so there's that, and then there's another side. The federal government and its oversight of banks. I was talking to the president of my little bank where we have, the bank has grown tremendously in the past 9 or 10 years under his leadership, and it has 3 branches, but it's gotten involved heavily in various business sectors, and they're very healthy. They watch very carefully to whom they lend money, sort of following up to what you just said about who are you giving money to and what's the security as much as anything else. And so in this circumstance, there is the First Republic Bank doesn't really loan money to anybody. It is a repository for big amounts of money. I don't know, you know, Silicon Valley Bank.
They were
loaning
out. They were seeing
heard
money.
Of. Yeah, okay. So there's that. But with all of the regulations that have gone back to 2009, 2010, the banking industry is over-regulated in a manner of speaking, but they're looking for the wrong thing. Now, it could be because of what you're suggesting, and I recoil a little bit when everything becomes about Trump and then Biden and the politics of it all. There's a certain, I give more credibility to the second part of what you said a few minutes ago, that there is nobody watching the store that knows what the hell is in the store is supposed to do, what the business of the store.
This isn't necessarily Trump or Biden. This is about economic policy. So it means that when Trump left office, so what date was it? I used that because of the dates. So he left office
January 20th, 2020.
In 2021. Inflation was at 1%. Over the summer and into the winter months, inflation was up about 9%, almost over 9%. So that's a huge difference in 2 years.
Yeah, but that's not the idea of blaming or not blaming.
But this is not blaming. This is what they were dealing with. Because what happens when inflation goes up, they start bringing up the interest rates. And then what happens? This is where you see the bank crisis start, because you've got people who were not predicting the rise of inflation so quickly, and also then the rise of interest rates to try to tamp it down.
The whole bottom line here is that the fluidity of capital, which is necessary for our form, for the capitalist society to exist, it has to have free flow of capital. That's what capitalism is, money. You got to have it to make it. You have to have it to invest it. You have to have it to keep the wheels on the track, if you will. And so when there's a hiccup, and the inflation rate, what was going on? We had a good, strong economy. Things were good. Wall Street was doing well. People basically were doing better than they have. And then there are certain segments of society. People will tell you, well, it was good for some, but it wasn't good for others. Well, better for it to be good for some than to be no good for anybody. And under the circumstances right now, there are a lot of people who are rattling around. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who was one of the organizers, one of the first organizers of the First Republic Bank, and then coming to the rescue, says that the U.S. banking system is sound. Well, what do you expect her to say? And I think that it is.
And I've done a terrible frankly. Job. Thank you,
yeah,
Your Honor.
Right, yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, I don't think you hear her say that.
No, you're not going to hear her say that. The inflation and rates, economists expected inflation and the rates at banks to stay low for years, and that wasn't the way that it turned out. And a lot of this stuff happens, you know, you would go back to the root of all evil, which is the Chinese Communist government. And what's gone on since the pandemic, the way that we had to borrow money in order to keep things afloat, businesses going, we all know, we all got our PPP loans and we all got EIDL loans, and now a lot of those loans are having to be paid back, and some companies have hardships and some companies don't. But under the circumstances, it's China that we have to, and again, well, they're blaming it, but we still have these connections. And I draw, this week, I've become not necessarily a believer, Jennifer, but the connection between the Chinese government and China in general to the Biden family is becoming more clear all the time.
Welcome to the party.
And, well, it isn't a party. It's so
it's quite sad. It's quite sad is what it is.
It really is.
Pretty awful.
And so under the circumstances, there's not enough. You're not going to hang Joe Biden out to dry, but you can sure see the direction that the connection has gone, not only between Hunter Biden, but the other son who's dead and his wife, his ex-wife. There's apparently some kind of connection there that people are finding as they keep looking, digging deeper and deeper. And
well, she's the latest one who received money, but it was after Bo died, I believe.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so what does that prove? All it does is show you how corrupt things are.
Yeah, if it's him, what other members of our military, what other members of our government, forget the Republican-Democrat angle, who's compromised by the Chinese Communist Party? We had a story that came out this week by a friend of mine who writes for a conservative publication called Red State. One of the members, she has evidence that one of the members of the California Republican Party, like at the management level, not serving in office, but that he has connections to the CCP and has for over 20 years directly, like going back and forth, trying to create a second Silicon Valley in China. I mean, it's just it's not political when it becomes everybody's on the take. And then you wonder who needs to be rooted out, because this just doesn't. We're not serving American people. We're serving different interests, like the Chinese government. It doesn't make any sense.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today's forecast, expect a steady breeze with 100% chance of twisting down those country back roads gleefully on your motorcycle. Some will want you, others will want to be you, and animals everywhere will yearn for opposable thumbs just to work that throttle like you do. On nature's cruel design. That's your forecast, back to you. This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with 24-7 roadside assistance from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what's going on in the world of news talk radio with General Horn, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. So on social media, you can reach out to us, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. Of course, our phone line, 855-999-DOUG. Matter of fact, I think I want to start. This is for Jennifer's benefit as much as anything else. The calls that we're getting on the program are from a varied group, men and women, as you might expect, Jennifer. You get your calls. I don't like to take live calls. I'd rather have the calls to play back because I want a kind of better control, sort of, and this may sound strange, but I want to be able to tighten up some of the long-windedness that you have encountered if you take a live call. So anyway, this gentleman this week had something. I'm just going to let this thing play out, and you guys can, after it's done, you can reflect on the wisdom of this caller. All right, James. All right. So anyway, let's do our stories, and we'll get to that caller in a second. Comments from your social media connections. Our question often is the stories, what are you thinking about this week? What are you listening to? What discussion is the number one discussion for you? What do you have there, Jay?
Morgan says the bank's failing after being told we are in the strongest economy in 40 years. I'm tired of being lied to about everything, regardless of party and ideology.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. There's a lot of just posturing and BS, and it's hard to know. And we approach this all the time. We hear this all the time because we don't really know what to believe anymore. What do you, is it you believe according to the person that's giving you the information, even if he's full of old shoes? Alex Jones is a perfect example. You want to believe what he tells you? All right, who's next?
Jim says the Utah Governor Cox signed a bill into the law banning abortion clinics in the state. I have an idea. Don't like abortions. Don't get one. Let's bring back mind your own business.
Yep. There you go. That should be in the top of the list. Mind your own business. Stay out of this. Why are you chuckling?
That's just a good thing in life. Mind your business.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's see. What else have you got here?
Greg says the GOP race is still too early for any meaningful discussion. You have two official candidates, one making a lot of hay and another with zero chance at a nomination. Governor DeSantis will have to make a decision to get in within the next few months, and then it will be a topic that is worthy to speak on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. DeSantis and his whatever is going on with him in terms of there's another group of books being scrutinized this week. This does remind me a lot of, and maybe it's not accurate, but I think about the Nazis burning books. And I don't necessarily want to equate DeSantis to a Nazi, but I think that the way this is coming across, they need to do a better job of presenting the information as to why they're looking at these books and what the circumstances are. Either that or the news media, which is so one-sided anyway, or one way or the other. You know, who knows really what's going on? All right, James, you get that call?
Well, simple. You know, abortion's okay. It's the ones that murder the babies when they come out and they suck the brains out of their head and cut them up to get them out. And by the way, the Democrats and their Marxist friends are tearing the hell out of this country. I would rather vote Republican and have abortion than let these Marxists take over our country because they're slaughtering everything we worked for.
Right.
So I'm never going to listen to you again because you're
okay.
A moron.
I'm glad you're not going to listen to me again because you're a moron.
Wait a second. I'm glad you're not.
But go ahead. What'd you say, Jennifer?
You're a moron.
I'm a moron. Yes. Apparently I am a moron. Yep. There it is.
There you go.
Hip, hooray for you. But see, I wanted to encapsulate that, but that's the kind of call. What do you get out of listening to that other than a chuckle? All right, 28 after. This is Good Day.
Generic or name brand? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. On a radio interview, I suggested comparing the ingredients in generic over-the-counter meds with name brand pills. And we got a call from a pharmacist who said that some generics might not work as well as name brand pills because of inactive ingredients you won't see listed on the packages. For seasonal hay fever, I myself came back to Sudafed after the store brand with the same active ingredient wasn't as effective. Dr. Roy Blackburn was listening, and he writes, the meds which are probably most important not to buy generically are cardiac meds and thyroid meds. Otherwise, it is worth a try to use generics. Thanks, Doc. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and I.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is accusing President Biden of trying to influence the Manhattan District Attorney's office in the Stormy Daniels case. Prosecutors have signaled a possible indictment, but the DA's office has not confirmed Trump's claim that he would be arrested in connection with the case on Tuesday. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't want any violence if Trump is arrested. McCarthy also says Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will direct an investigation if the Manhattan DA's office is using federal money for its probe. Swiss banking giant UBS is buying its troubled rival Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. A statement from the Swiss National Bank notes the takeover will secure financial stability and protect the country's economy. Kansas State, Xavier, UConn, and Michigan State were among the winners Sunday, heading to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DUG. The hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the roundup of what's going on in the world of news, talk radio, and what it all means to you. We have the top 10 story list, and so I guess let's. I give you the list, and then I kind of cherry pick some of the things here that are in our focus. And one of them is the continuing saga of social media and TikTok. And if you actually look at the list this week, how many of these things that we're talking about, you know, the Republicans will tell you it's the Democrats. I tell you it's the Chinese Communist government that is behind many of the things. You know, even if you look at the border issue, the number of people that are coming in through Mexico, they aren't just Hispanics.
No.
There are lots of Chinese operatives that are coming.
Well, the cartels. They're the ones bringing the fentanyl to Mexico. They press the pills in Mexico and whammo across the border.
Well, a lot of them are made in China, though, Jennifer.
Well, yeah, but the actual hard fentanyl comes from China. They press them right before they come into the country, and then here they are. And people, and if it comes in raw form, then it can be put into people's marijuana that they buy illegally. It can be put into disguised as other prescription pills. It is so absolutely frightening because it takes so little to kill somebody, and yet we're sitting on our thumbs. Mm-hmm. Like, where's the state of emergency on that? That's just disturbing.
What's the idea behind hiding it in so many other things? Is it because it's so addictive that they think, okay, well, you'll want more of this, or are they intentionally trying to kill people?
I think there's a yes answer to both of those things. I think in some cases, yes, it is with evil intention. In other cases, you know, in the right amount, it's stronger than what people buy, so it gets them hooked on the stuff if it's not enough to kill them, but it gets them hooked. Sometimes people just don't know. Things just get laced. I mean, it's a mess. When you have, and, you know, I think about your little boy, Jay, like, it is just, it's frightening to think about all the scary things that parents have to be on the lookout for. And how many times, you know, the sad thing when you hear about these teenagers overdosing, and this is not an excuse because kids do not be stupid enough to go out and buy pills from some rando on the street, but they go out and they get something, you know, that's supposed to help them with the test, like Adderall or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They take the pill, and then all of a sudden they start sweating. They start having the overdosing symptoms, so they get in the shower because they don't want to tell their parents. And the saddest thing is that so many parents have come home to find their kids dead in the shower because they've overdosed and they're trying to cool themselves down because they think they're having a bad reaction to a pill. And, you know, a lot of times you'll hear people say it's just a conspiracy theory. But, no, this is happening. We tell these stories on our shows every single day. It's just, I don't know. There's so many things for parents to worry about, people to worry about. This is just another threat.
It is.
Yep. All right, so... in terms of the business with the drone, number three this week is that drone incident, the Vivid videos. I don't know how they got the picture of the Russian plane spraying the drone with jet fuel with the intention of having it explode, obviously, or do something, and then they crash into each other. And you see the power of some of these machines that we've created. Back to what we were saying before about not knowing really what's going on in the world, and thus we make decisions like Iraq. Well, is the same thing true? We have these machines that are taking over. I equate the drones to artificial intelligence because basically they are controlled. It's an artificial airplane run by people who are not in the plane, but on the ground, and it's run because of the connections, the computers, and all kinds of other things. Some of them are programmed to almost exist on their own. And the proof of that is this from California this week. Jennifer, did you see those photos it's kind of interesting because of all the rain that's happened in California. The reservoir level is going up.
Happy to know.
Yeah, I'm not buying that for a second. That sounds like something that idiot Gavin Newsom would say.
36% of the state still in a drought.
Yeah. Hey. Anyway, so the interconnectedness again of TikTok and what that's about, and the artificial intelligence and how it's being used, much of it against us. I actually don't want to think about
some
of these things.
The thing with the drone, though, I mean, it was not doing anything unusual. It was always in this pattern. It was unarmed, and it was in international airspace. And then Russia comes out and says it's our fault and that was an act of war, even though the fighter jets were clearly provoking it, took down $32 million worth of equipment, and then coincidentally just happened to have a boat in the area to try to recover the debris because obviously they wanted what was on the drone, right? They wanted that technology.
Sure.
So you can buy that for about, you know, a penny, their excuse. But I'm with you, like, just to connect this to, like, the drone's one thing. But when you start talking about AI and you start talking about all of these things that are going to, like, outperform human beings, mm-hmm. what are we doing to ourselves? And mm-hmm. we're also allowing a lot of that power. It's coming from China. So in two ways, what are we doing with ourselves? Letting technology take over and enriching China.
And as these sorts of things become top of mind, then you see the distractions as people don't pay attention to that because they're paying attention to things like what's going on in Utah this week, where I was last week, and it had started last week. The governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, signed a bill this week which outlaws providing licenses to abortion clinics, forces those who are operating to close. Their licenses will expire and they will not be renewed. And so we have all this energy that's being put into this around this country. I thought it was interesting that what's-her-face from Arkansas, Huckabee Sanders, signed a bill this week that I think basically had the same effect, did it not? It's, if I'm not mistaken, something along the lines of closing abortion clinics or making it illegal. I don't know. I just find this stuff is not the most important thing, but it's stuff that people can glom onto.
Well, it's an emotional issue.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Right.
But
exactly.
At the same time, I don't get mad for a state. I mean, I do get angry when it happens in California, of course, because I'm in the minority. But majority rules, and elections have consequences. And to have abortion back in control of the states, I think, is actually where it belongs. In Utah, the majority of people probably do not believe that abortions are appropriate. So, mm-hmm. you know, in California, they do. And so you kind of live and die by the majority of your state. And everybody is on an equal playing field in that respect.
Mm. That was interesting. Also, a report this week on vasectomies and how as their reliable and safe contraceptive method. This was sort of swept under the rug. You know, instead of there are alternatives to getting people pregnant or to get pregnant. And so a lot of people have used, and I understand this has been abused, abortions as a form of birth control, which kind of is a horror show as far as I'm concerned. But the other side of it is, what else can you use to be responsible when you're having sex?
Well, yeah, the whole, like, stopping conception from even happening. And a vasectomy is still a procedure. It's not something to be taken lightly. And there can still be things that go wrong. And in rare cases, it is ends up being not reversible, which is, I think, mm-hmm. one of the appeals to vasectomies, is that it is reversible, where there's really no female version of a vasectomy.
That you can reverse.
That's reversible, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah. All right. The Los Angeles City schools are going on strike, yes or no? I saw this and
I
thought to
yes
myself,
and
but
no. What's so infuriating about this is that the LA Unified School District really just basically got back into session. It was closed for over 18 months for COVID. Then there was another strike situation. Now it's the SEIU Local 99, which is the union for the cafeteria workers, the bus drivers, the custodians, essentially. And they want a 30% pay cut or pay increase, and the district wants to give them 20%, so they can't come to any kind of agreement, so they announced that they would be striking. So LA Unified School District and the United Teachers of Los Angeles said, well, we clearly can't come to school if they're not coming to school, so we're going to be off too. So they're shutting down schools with no online learning for 3 days because of another union strike. I don't know.
Public unions were not supposed to be able to strike. I thought that was part of the reason for some legislation that was passed a number of years ago, basically indicating that public employees cannot go on strike. And yet they go on strike all the time, everywhere. Yeah. And who suffers? The kids in school. That's it, you know, as they did for 19 months, as you were suggesting, because there was really no school. The teachers got paid and did nothing.
Well, the kids are just so far behind. I'm talking years behind because of this. So, yes, it's only 3 days, but they can't afford it. It's just...
Ugh. Yep. All right. So let's talk about school. And back to I suppose we can harbor this discussion around number 8, those people who are running for the presidency who are Republicans. A lot of focus on Ron DeSantis. Textbooks have become a political football in Florida. DeSantis was they looked at math textbooks last year for prohibited topics. Apparently now they're looking at social study books, social studies books, to see if there's stuff in there that they want to ban. They're revoking. It just seems I'm going to Florida this weekend, and I'll be interested to talk to some of my friends down there about what the political realities are. I've been connected to Florida for most of my life in one way or another, and I have found over the years, I did a morning program in Palm Beach for a couple of years, and my family's had a home down there since the 1960s. I just, I look at the situation and how comfortable I seem to be when I was there a lot, and now how uncomfortable I think I will be because I don't like all of this stuff. And so now DeSantis says they're going to revoke.
You're a Marxist, like your caller.
Oh, yes, right, exactly. Yeah, right. Thank you. So the government of the governor of Florida wants to revoke the liquor license of a Miami hotel that had a drag show. And so why would this, is this because he's running for president and he wants to enhance his conservative credentials?
Okay, here's how I think about this.
This is the Hyatt Regency in Miami. Go ahead.
I don't care if you have drag performers at a drag brunch, which is what a lot of people do when you go out and you have your boozy mimosas, and it's fun, right? It's fun.
Silly, yeah.
What I don't necessarily want is a drag show story time for children in a public library. I think it's unnecessary. It's a lot of
But that has nothing to do with what's going on at the hotel in Miami.
Well, it did. Well, it is. That's where it kind of started, right?
How's
so,
that?
What I take issue with is when you go to government buildings where there are a lot of kids, why are we doing this? If it's a public or private thing, let people live. My God.
Yeah. Well, again, this is all part of the political reality that we're faced with. And it's upsetting, disturbing. A lot of this stuff is damn disturbing. 48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Conversation with our friend from the auto world. It's Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com that joins us on the Good Day program. Nick is in Phoenix this week test driving BMWs, Bavarian Motor Works. Do most people know that's what BMW stands for? Bavarian Motor Works?
I think probably no, they probably don't. They also don't know that the symbol of BMW is a plane propeller. But, you know, that's why they tune into your show, Doug. They want to learn things.
So isn't the propeller, weren't they in the airplane business at one point in time?
Oh, yeah, they
during
were.
During World War, they made planes for the Nazis, now that I think about it.
They were a huge plane company, and then post the Second World War, they were only allowed to make kitchen appliances, and they took the engines out of kitchen appliances and put them in motorcycles, which was very clever, and that's how Motorrad was born, BMW motorcycles.
Yeah. All right. So there, you didn't know that before, I'm betting most of you. There it is, courtesy of the mind of Nick Miles here on Good Day. All right, so before we get to what's going on with BMW, I'm going to no longer buy Ford, no new Fords for me, because Ford has decided, for those of you who haven't heard yet, to not put AM radios in any of their new cars. This is a huge, huge, huge mistake. How they can be so clueless. First of all, what does it take to have AM radios in cars? Secondly, yeah, we all know that electric cars, there's some kind of whatever. I'm not sure which side it's on, whether the AM radio affects the operation of the car or the operation of the electric car affects the AM radio. But it's something they could figure out if they wanted to. They're ignoring the millions, tens of millions of people who want to listen to AM radio who are older that buy their products. So I'm serious. I'm buying. I have used Fords. All my trucks on the farm are Fords. I'm not buying any more Fords. I will not support a company that will take AM radio. Why? I want my choice. I should have a choice. What the hell do they care whether I listen to it or not? It costs them, what, 10 cents more to build a car with an AM radio in it? Seriously, Nick.
Yeah, the excuse for not putting AM radios in is weak. First of all, the electric car one, it's been a challenge to get AM radios in electric cars because the signal doesn't come in as well because of the way the electric cars work. But there is a workaround, and laziness is causing them not to be bothered with the workaround, which I find pretty boring. The other thing I find boring from Ford, which, you know, we're always looking for excitement for car companies, is the fact that they are saving that a little bit of money at the cost of the consumer, where we should be putting extra things in our vehicles and yet saving us money that way. So I just think it's laziness. And to make a big announcement about it, what did they expect to happen? Everyone to cheer and say, great, that's now run out and buy Fords?
Ignorance.
Be upset.
Right, exactly. All right, another thing to be upset about is the recall at Honda. 500,000 vehicles have a problem with seat belts, both in this country and up in Canada. So this is the top-selling models of the Accord, for example, the Odyssey, the Insight. I don't know that much about Hondas. I know that my friend who's a car dealer loves the brand. So is this a misstep on their part? Is it what do you make of this sort of thing?
So the first thing to really note is that most things like seatbelts are made by third parties. Car companies don't make them themselves. And this, you know, the Takata airbag was the perfect example of that. It affected multiple brands across all vehicles, and that was a huge problem for a lot of car companies, Subaru, and they had to recall a lot of vehicles because of a third party's airbag. And I suspect this is the same thing. The problem is that last year we saw more recalls than any other year in history. And it's got to stop. It really has to stop. Like, you can't be putting sub-quality parts into your vehicles. Honda make good vehicles for a class of people that are interested in just transportation with just a little extra pizzazz.
Yeah,
and this
right.
is just besmirching their reputation. It's not good, and they need to fix it as soon as possible. I'm getting tired of talking about recalls because there are so many of them, and it seems like they just don't stop coming.
All right, spend 30 seconds talking about what you're finding as you look at these new BMWs.
They have done exactly, Doug, what you and I have wanted forever. They have taken the V8 and added a hybrid and just 30 miles of electric power alone, which is what I say all car companies should have been doing. Still got a V8 in the new XM. It's got a hybrid, which gives it an extra 100 horsepower. You can get up to 753 horsepower out of the new XM. It looks beautiful. It's an absolute piece of artwork, and I think they've done a great job.
There you go. Nick Miles from Our Auto Expert.com on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.